A fertilized human egg at the moment of conception looks like a simple, single-celled blob, no bigger than a pinhead. However, we now know that this amorphous blob contains information equivalent to 6 billion chemical letters, enough complex code to fill 1,000 books, 500 pages thick, with prints so small that it would take a microscope to read it. And through the marvel of DNA, every single human trait is established at the moment of conception. Within hours, that single cell starts reproducing and grows a cilia propulsion system to move the fertilized egg, which is now called a zygote, towards the uterus. And within 6 days, the original cell has reproduced its library of information over 100 times. And ultimately, that original blob of gelatin will divide into the 30 trillion cells that make up the human body. Wow, within 4 days of fertilization, the sex of the zygote can be determined through microscopic techniques. 4 days! And soon after 1 week of fertilization, the zygote contains the beginnings of all major body structures. 1 week. Fetal circulation occurs by 3 weeks, complete with heart and major blood vessels coursing through its quarter-inch frame. Wow, 3 weeks! And at 5 weeks, all basic body systems are developing, including the brain and nervous system, enabling the fetus to feel pain. When the zygote reaches the 8th week, it's called a fetus for the remainder of its development. The fetus at 12 weeks shows tooth buds, nail beds, and genitals. By 13 to 16 weeks, the arms and legs are absolutely complete. There's hair on the head, the skeletal system shows up on x-ray film, and the baby has breathing movements. Shortly thereafter, an ultrasound reveals the baby sucking its thumb and holding its own umbilical cord in the womb. At this point in development, some powerful organizations backed by our U.S. court system still refer to the baby as pregnancy tissue, a mere appendage of the mother that can be removed for whatever reason. Have these people ever seen an ultrasound at 16 to 20 weeks? Wow, for me, if we can determine exactly who this child will be at 4 days of development, I call that the beginning of life. Beautiful, powerful, individual life. This has little to do with religion or morality or personal rights. This is straightforward biology, and this is life.